And now, a woman's thoughts about getting sick around the holidays.
Why do I always get sick this time of year? My nose is stuffed. My throat hurts. I can't stop coughing. I took one of those tests and it's not COVID or the flu. Can a cold really make you feel this bad?
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or
listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
We apologize, but due to the lapse in federal funding, we are unable to take your call.
That is so stupid.
Let's get this radio show started.
Oh, I will be there in two flaps of a butterfly's wing.
Today is National App Day.
It is National App Day today.
Head on over to the App Store or maybe Google Play.
Multiple apps running at the same time.
Sort for software application.
I have my mom app and my career app and my wife app and my yoga potty app.
My favorite app is...
My favorite apps are the ones before my entree.
Happy National App Day.
Showtime!
Yeah, it is the Mike Show. I was going to say that. My favorite app is those little bread thingies that you get, and then you know they've got like marinara and stuff, and you can dip them. That's and then my second favorite app is the brand new Radio 434 app coming soon. No, it's coming soon. First quarter 2026 is going to be glorious. All right, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us on Radio 434, Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. We're also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How does that even work? Well, you simply enable the skill. You got to do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and...
Hello!
She will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434.
Hello!
So easy. You can get our podcast on the Alexa. So we do the live show. Radio 434 is a 24/7, 365 channel, if you didn't know. And we do the morning show on Radio 434. It's like the mid-morning show between 8-ish and 11-ish, Monday through Friday. And then we take all those segments and we repack them into a full-length podcast. And that usually drops around noon or so each weekday. About 240 some episodes each and every year, and we've been repacking the segments into the podcast for going on 4 years now. So there's an awful lot of content, or a lot of awful content, if you know what I mean. Yeah. Anyway, so you can check that out on the Alexa by simply saying, "Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast," and she will. Yes, you will. You can also search the Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts. Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube, RSS.com. You can go to our website, Radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel and you'll find a link to the podcast there as well. And you can even watch us on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. All one word, no spaces, at the Mike Show VA. And that handle's good for all of our social media, by the way. Instagram, YouTube, X, Twitter, MySpace, Facebook, of course. Thursday edition of the program that brings us Foster from your Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. We also have Theatre Thursday. And let me pull up the calendar here. I believe we've got the folks from Commerce Street Theater. Yes, Commerce Street. I think so. I mean, we are on Commerce Street, but it's typed in as Commerce Street into the little schedule thingy. They have a Christmas pageant, a Christmas show, it's the best darn Christmas thingy that you'll ever want to watch. And that's happening downstairs below us. at Commerce Street Theater. So I believe we're going to be talking with those folks about that on the way. And then I got a couple things. One, more than half of employees feel gift-giving pressure in the office. And we're going to talk about that. We've got a story, plus our top list, top types of coworkers who don't deserve a Christmas gift. I said who don't deserve the Christmas gift. Did you know that today is the most popular day of the year to break up? Now, I thought, oh, wait, isn't National Divorce Day like right in early January? I think it's right in early January. But this today, some people say you have to run your finances like a business. So if that's the case and money is a little bit tight, maybe before Christmas, you know, 2 full weeks before, you should consider laying off a gift recipient. So we're going to find out why and who did this study. And that and so much more on this edition of the Mike Show. Plus, of course, your five random facts and your stupid criminals in dot news, and then some good news for you. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Oh. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
Tis the season, bros. Yeah, it's that time of year again. Awesomest Christmas party time, where coworkers get together and they mix and mingle and get smashed on 2 drink tickets, then grind on each other with songs like this. Have you seen my pants? Have you seen my pants? What an awesome office Christmas party. Have you seen my pants? This friendly officer is asking thanks. Oh, legal weed, oh, legal weed, I cannot find my apartment. It's the Ostrich Christmas party. With a belly full of finger foods, you and a sales assistant are heading back to your place for a nightcap. Hey, girl, come join me in my hot tub tub tub. It's the biggest hits from the awful Christmas party. I just smoked a ball. Let's get some food from Grubhub. Oh, if you see me and I pick a fight, if down at county is where I spend the night, it's probably 'cause I'm drinking the crown. Mistletoe! Mistletoe! Open kissing your boss is a no-no! Thanks, mistletoe! Mistletoe! It's okay, bro. You didn't like that job anyway. It's the Oxen Christmas Party, available now at Office Depot and wherever you find mechanical pencils and flaming hot Cheetos.
Oh, man, it's the Mike Show. So, are you feeling the pressure to give gift-giving things, to give a gift? Are you feeling the pressure? Take three. More than half of employees feel gift-giving pressure in the office. There you go. That's it. I'm just kidding. There's the story. All right, a lot of people will roll their eyes at the office emails about Secret Santas or white elephant exchanges, but the alternative is feeling pressure to buy many, many gifts, like your endless string of nieces and nephews. According to a new report, 64% of companies say that their employees regularly exchange gifts, but more than half of employees say they feel compelled to give things to multiple coworkers. And that's not just your friends at work. That's your supervisor,
I said, that's your supervisor. Yeah. That's your boss's boss to butter up senior leadership and the people you manage, since they're probably feeling like they should get you a gift. About one-third feel a lot or extreme pressure to buy gifts. Gen Z and millennials are significantly more likely than Gen X to feel that. Overall, 46% feel pressure to spend a specific amount on gifts. Gift giving can also open the door to favoritism and foster a sense of obligation that can negatively impact team dynamics. So maybe it's not a bad idea to buy into the Secret Santa thing, provided it's pitched as a replacement for personal gift giving. I will be giving all of the staff and crew here Jersey Mike subs. That's the gift that it doesn't keep on giving. That's a one time thing, and it's the best gift ever. All right. So that brings us to our top list. With over half of us feeling pressure to give gifts at the office, unless it comes to anyone from today's list, our top list today, top types of coworkers who don't deserve a Christmas gift. All right, say they don't deserve a Christmas gift. All right, here we go. Number one, the coworker who always clicks their pen during meetings. The one who reheats fish in the break room. The one who power walks during lunch and comes back to the office all sweaty and gross. Top types of coworkers that don't deserve a Christmas gift. The coworker who shows up late, leaves early, and doesn't do a damn thing in between. In other words, the boss's kid. Top types of people, coworkers who don't deserve a Christmas gift. The coworker whose booty shorts say, "I like casual Fridays," way too literally. I take two. The coworker whose booty shorts say, "I take casual Fridays" way too literally. The one who exits the bathroom and announces, "You do not want to go in there." Top types of coworkers who do not deserve a Christmas gift. The coworker who evidently gets paid by... What is that? Paid by the way? I don't know what that is. I should have proofread this one. We'll move on. Take two. top coworkers who don't deserve a Christmas gift. The coworker who brings their personal demons to the office. And by personal demons, I mean their kids. It's the Mike Show. I'm going to look this up real quick. I'm sorry. Okay, now I get it. All right, I'm sorry. Well, let's do that one. Because it's cold and flu season, right? Top types of coworkers who don't deserve a Christmas gift. The coworker who evidently gets paid by the sniffle. Yep. All right, the Mike Show. So there you go. Coming up, we've got news and not headline news. That is that's all on the way. And then I had this. Do we want to? No, we talked about this at the beginning of the show, but let's just do this as a bonus. And do we have something for that? Oh, here we do. Yeah, we do. All right. So evidently, today, December 11th, is the most popular day of the year to break up with a partner, particularly a boyfriend or girlfriend. Around 15 years ago, researchers used Facebook statistics to study when people were most likely to change their status from in a relationship to single, and the day with the biggest spike was December 11th. Ever since, it's been considered breakup day. A more recent study from the dating app Flirtini found that 3 in 4 online daters have experienced a breakup during the Christmas season. Here's the thinking on why. Why? Today might be the most common day for breakups. It's not too close to the holiday for it to be cruel, and it's far enough away that you could skip buying them a present. Plus, you wouldn't have to bother with the awkward family introducing, especially if you're in a newer relationship. Also, conversations around Christmas can make a relationship feel more serious than you might be ready for. And this time of the year can place increased stress and pressure on not-so-stable relationships. Other popular times for breakups are in late March and the Tuesday before Valentine's Day, which has come to be known as Red Tuesday. All right. On the plus side, if you do get dumped today, at least you'll know you're not alone and there will be some fresh faces on the dating scene coming in weeks or days to come. So with this being the most popular day of the year to break up, every year people remain in relationships over the holiday for convenience. They waste a lot of money on gifts, too. Well, now there's a way to buy just one and get it over with.
This holiday, before things get too busy and before money is spent on expensive gifts, break things off with her now by getting her the Broken Heart Necklace.
Oh, how sweet. Wait, is this a Broken Heart Necklace? Are you breaking up with me? Are you breaking up with me?
The Broken Heart Necklace.
Oh, you're so stupid! I should be breaking up with you! You're an idiot!
It says so much, so you don't have to.
You loser!
But she'll have plenty to say about the Broken Heart Necklace.
Here's your stupid necklace.
Nothing says we're done like the Broken Heart Necklace.
You didn't break my heart, moron.
Get yours today from Nip It in the Bud Jewelers.
No. All right, coming up, news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you by Nip It in the Bud Jewelers. Nope, it's brought to you by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing. Greens, salads, wraps, and pizza is now open in downtown Lynchburg. Try Greens fresh lineup of delicious salads, grain bowls, wraps, and handcrafted pizzas, plus chips and a drink to round out your meal. Whether you're looking for a quick lunch or your new go-to spot downtown, Greens has you covered with fresh flavors and friendly vibes. Open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily, right in the heart of downtown, corner of Church and 12th Streets at 1124 Church Street. Visit gogreens.net and check out their entire menu. If it's gotta be salads, wraps, or pizza, it's gotta be Greens.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Google is planning to release its first pair of AI glasses sometime next year. No matter how advanced AI glasses get, they'll never alter reality as much as beer goggles do. Pamela Anderson wants to change her name to honor her ancestry. And because of what pops out when you Google Pamela Anderson. Motley Crue bassist Nikki Sixx turned 67 years old today. He no longer shouts at the devil as much as the neighborhood kid who walks on his lawn. And experts say 2026 will be a terrible job market for college grads. That news update brought to you by OnlyFans. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show. Taking a look at tower cam position number 4 at the river. It's a little breezy out there. Chilly, but not quite as cold. And I don't think we have any precip in the forecast. We'll check in with Chief Meteorologist Nobody. Can't afford one. All right, coming up on today's program, we are going to get smart because we can afford to do that, right? Coffee belch. I should not have drank a quick slam of coffee before opening the microphone. Anyway, take two. Yeah, we're going to get smart. We've got your five random facts. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again. Maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
Random Facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information. You can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go, we don't know what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, someone in the world is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go, number one. Giraffes have the highest blood pressure of any mammal. Number two, Ben Franklin once published a book called The Drinker's Dictionary. It had 200 different terms to describe being drunk. They included things ranging from he's seen the devil to juicy. Number three, mosquitoes like biting people with type O blood more than any other blood type. Other things that attract them are sweat, having alcohol in your bloodstream, being pregnant, and wearing black, dark blue, or red. Number four, Pumbaa from The Lion King was the first character to break wind in a Disney movie. Sorry. And then number five, boardwalks didn't get their name because they're wooden boards that you walk on. They're named after the guy who came up with the idea to set up the first one in Atlantic City, New Jersey in the 1870s. That guy's name is Alexander Boardman, not Boardwalk, Boardman. And those are your five random facts. Coming up, we have sounds, and we are going to lovingly place those in your ear holes. It is called Audio Vault. You will like it, I believe. Stay tuned.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random Facts.
Yep. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Join us this holiday season for Mistletoe Market at your Lynchburg Community Market, taking place every Saturday from Thanksgiving until Christmas. Explore an awesome selection of seasonal vendors, baked goods, and unique handcrafted holiday gifts perfect for everyone on your list. We'll have Santa on site every Saturday in December for photos, and horse-drawn carriage rides available on Saturdays December 13th and 20th. We're even staying open till 3 p.m. each day so you can savor the season a little bit longer. Mistletoe Market, every Saturday from Thanksgiving until Christmas at your Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition that brings us Foster from your Bedford area Chamber of Commerce. Are you warm yet?
I am cozy. I finally figured out the secret to keeping my office warm. I just have to shut the door completely and act like I'm in my own little world.
You know, that might be a recipe for just about everything that ails. Just shut the door.
Just shut the door.
Everybody else out and just do your own thing. Well, anyway, but we can't do that because you guys have things coming up and we're going to talk about ways that you can improve your business if you didn't hit your goals in 2025. But Foster, thank you so much for taking time. Welcome to the program. So tell us what is going on. What should we be concentrating on between now and the end of the year?
Between now and the end of the year, now is the time to reflect on your business this year, to think about what your goals were in January, kind of thinking about the energy that you came into the year with. What were the great things that you did accomplish? What are some things that you wish you could have done better or had time to get to? And taking all of those things and thinking about 2026, because the new year is almost here. It's crazy. We're only 14 days, 2 weeks away from Christmas. And once Christmas happens, it is a slippery slope down to 2026. So now is really the time to recharge and reflect so that you can come in January with a new mindset, ready to conquer the new year and really take a step up with your business.
Well, tell us about some of the things that we can look forward to whether we're a chamber member or not. You should be a chamber member. Mm-hmm. Because there's many, many benefits. But tell us what we should be looking forward to in 2026 that can help our business.
So there's a lot of different things that we do that touch on a lot of different areas of business support, nonprofit support. We try to segment everything so that we really offer anything for everyone. Some of the things that I hear the most that people need help with, though, are marketing and just reaching their customer base, getting to new audiences, making peer-to-peer connections with other business owners, especially small business owners. And that's something that we try to do year-round at our chamber through things like this. People can always come on the Mike Show with us, which is a really great way to get the word out about who you are and what you do. Right here in a targeted area, because that's really what we aim to do as a chamber with our marketing opportunities and our networking opportunities, is to bring you to the people that are searching for you as well. So this is just one of the many ways. We have a weekly podcast that has gotten really popular. I love our podcast. It is such an awesome way for me as a host and as somebody that has grown up in Bedford and now lives and works here, to come in and just learn about new resources that are available to me if I should ever need them, hidden gems. Maybe I come in, I'm interviewing like the D-Day Memorial, and I've been to D-Day so many times over my life, but I tell you, I always walk away having learned so much more. So it's just a great way for listeners, to get to know who you are and what you do, directly from the people that are doing it. And for you as a business owner or a nonprofit leader, or maybe you work for local government or you do something cool in the area and you just want more people to know, it's a great way to just tell your organizational story. And I absolutely love it. I've met so many great people through it. I've made great connections with them. We always stay in contact afterwards. And it's kind of weird. We'll walk around Bedford sometimes. And just like 2 weeks ago, I had somebody go, "Oh, hey, I love your podcast. Great job." And I was like, I wasn't even talking to you. I was just walking by and they happened to recognize my face and my voice. Always creepy when people recognize my voice, but it means that I'm doing my job well.
Absolutely.
But we have lots of different things that maybe are not obvious to chamber membership at first, but just all sorts of cool stuff. I personally love our marketing opportunities just because I think they're really unique and they're fun.
Well, and the peer-to-peer networking opportunities as well that you had mentioned, those are invaluable, as is the programming that you guys provide to chamber members and non-members alike. everything from a way to connect with your local legislators, meet other business owners, whether they're small or large, you know, people that are working within those businesses. So there's literally, there's over 400 some businesses plus thousands of contacts and people that work within those businesses that you might have never met before. You may never have had the opportunity to get in front of. And, you know, you're calling and you're calling and you're trying to schedule an appointment and they're just not giving you the time of the time of day. They're giving you this. That's it. They're just not picking up. They're not acknowledging. But then, you know, you're at an event and you strike up a conversation with this person standing next to you, and lo and behold, you know, this is the person that you've been trying to get an appointment with, trying to get in front of. And now it's like a choir of angels provided to you by the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. You had that opportunity to, you know, make that connection. So
yes,
those are a lot of the things for me as a business owner. That's a no-brainer. It's a great way to meet a lot of different people. And in fact, one person in particular, if I had to give any recent takeaway, it was actually Josh, who owns Noteworthy Music Studios and Noteworthy Music in Bedford. We were at the Bedford Gala, not this past year, but the year before, and I needed a sound guy. I did not have a sound guy for a particular event, and we struck up a conversation, and it was, oh yeah, I could take care of that for you. I do that. Yeah. And he's been my sound guy ever since. For every single event that we hold, he's been our go-to person.
And he's great, isn't he?
He is the best sound person, and he brings all the toys. So, and he's meticulous about it. So that was a connection that I made just from attending an event at the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce, and it has paid off repeatedly. I mean, this guy has produced and helped me produce big festival style concert events and small acoustic style events. And we even created the Noteworthy Music Challenge, which will be entering into season 3 coming in 2026.
Wow.
That's a sponsorship and a partnership that we've developed that area musicians can win studio time for free at Noteworthy Music Studios to produce their EP or a really good demo or even a full album. And Josh has made some great connections with area musicians as well. So it has been a win-win-win. In that one particular instance, but there have been dozens of folks that I've met that I still do business with today through my relationship with the chamber going back to 2011. So it's been a great journey, and that's, you know, it's quite the testimony. But don't take our word for it. Check it out for yourself. Go to Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce, their website, bedfordareachamber.com. Learn about membership, learn about all the programs, and check out their event calendar and things. Yeah. It is worth it. And you don't have to be in the town or county of Bedford. You just want to do business with the folks that are part of the chamber. So,
And that's like something that I always tell people is if you just want to do business in Bedford, that's good enough for us. If you see the value in our community and some of the local businesses and organizations that are here and you want to be a part of it, our chamber is a great way to enter into our community. It's a gateway to that connection. And if you like what we've said on this broadcast, if you've been listening for a while and you're just interested in getting to know us, I highly encourage you to come out on January 29th for our very first event of the year. It's called In With The New. It's our annual kickoff celebration, and it's free to the public. It's from 4 to 6, so you can come by after work if you want to. Just pop in, say hello. We're going to have some cool giveaways. We have like a really big mega raffle this year that we're giving away sponsorships, tickets, exclusive advertising. It's really ridiculous that we'll have hors d'oeuvres. Seriously, we're just going over
ridiculous
the top.
Ridiculous in a good way.
Ridiculous in a good way. Ridiculous in a blow your mind, I can't believe this is happening way. So it's a great way to come meet us. It's hosted by our board of directors and our ambassadors who are volunteers and kind of the face of our chamber. And just come meet everybody in Bedford. It's at the Bedford Area Welcome Center. They're also great partners to us, that tourism team. They have done an amazing job over the last couple of years. And our Welcome Center has won a bunch of awards just for being a great place to facilitate these connections and get to know our community. So highly recommend coming out. It's free. Bring your family if you want to. We'd love to see you then.
This sounds great. And the date again is, so we can mark our calendars,
January 29th from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Bedford Area Welcome Center, which, because we are there so often, I believe it's 816 Berks Hill Road in Bedford.
Fact checking, yes.
Yes, I'm good.
Yes, as you are. All right. Well, Foster, thank you so much for joining us each and every Thursday. We really appreciate it. We appreciate everything that the Chamber does for our area. And we look forward to continuing to build in 2026. If that's your goal, then these are the people. So get with them. And we look forward to seeing you out at some events. Maybe you'll be our next big find, and we'll strike up a huge partnership, and it'll be mutually beneficial to everybody. So
it'll be the meeting of the minds.
It was just one of those things. It was like we're standing around having cocktails, and he introduced himself, and I was like, yeah, I remember you. You were in that band, and he goes, yeah, I own Noteworthy Music Studios and Noteworthy Music in Bedford, and I was like, oh, cool. Wait a minute. I have an event coming up and I need a sound guy. Do you do that? Yeah, I do. Ta-da.
Lo and behold. Yeah.
Problem solved for one particular event, but a long-standing relationship was built off of that. And it's continuing. It's ongoing. And Noteworthy Music Challenge Season 3 is going to be huge in 2026. So stay tuned for that. We'll keep you posted on this broadcast as well, on the Chamber segment, because it also features a local business and local musicians. So Foster, again, thank you so much, and we will talk soon.
Thanks, Mike.
All right. It is the Mike Show coming up. We've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Greens, Salads, Wraps, and Pizza is now open in downtown Lynchburg. Try Greens' fresh lineup of delicious salads, grain bowls, wraps, and handcrafted pizzas, plus chips and a drink to round out your meal. Whether you're looking for a quick lunch or your new go-to spot downtown, Greens has you covered with fresh flavors and friendly vibes. Open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily, right in the heart of downtown, corner of Church and 12th Streets at 1124 Church Street. Visit gogreens.net and check out their entire menu. If it's gotta be salads, wraps, or pizza, it's gotta be Greens.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. That means it's Theatre Thursday. And we have each and every Thursday, or just about every Thursday, we have a group from our local theater community. Today is no exception. We have Commerce Street Theater in the house. And number one, I want to congratulate you guys. We talked off air about Avenue Q, which was just an incredible performance. But it shares something in common with some of your upcoming performances. In fact, the one that we're going to be talking about today is the best Christmas pageant ever. It's already sold out. I mean, so why are you here? No, I'm just kidding. No, it's already sold out. But we are going to talk about upcoming auditions and things that that you can take advantage of. But we strongly advise, if you see something at Commerce Street Theater that you like, get the tickets as soon as it's put on sale, because that is, you guys are on fire.
Thank you.
I mean, in the best possible way, and not, that's not just a Phoenix reference, but you guys literally are cranking out some really, really good products. But we digress. Let's talk with the cast and let's talk with the folks, and then we'll talk a little bit more about upcoming performances and auditions. So, Amanda, who do we have today?
We have several of our cast members from Best Christmas Pageant Ever.
Okay.
We have Graham and Samantha and JoJo, and they play some of our characters in the show.
Okay. Well, who wants to go? Tell us about the Best Christmas Pageant Ever. What can we expect?
Well, it's just a really family-friendly show. It's about a really tired mom who has been saddled with this Christmas pageant that's usually the same Christmas pageant every year. But this year it's different because there is a ragtag group of kids called the Herdmans who kind of disrupt the whole process and add a lot of comedy to it. And it's very funny, very sweet. Full of really, really talented kids, like super talented kids. Not just these two, but the rest of them as well.
How big's the cast?
It is 23, 24.
Yeah.
Wow, tremendous.
Yeah. We had to make two put together dressing rooms to expand.
Nice. Well, this is really, really cool. Did you do this last season as well?
No.
Okay.
This was produced in our space many years ago.
Okay.
And we thought that a children's Christmas show might be a nice palate cleanser for the season after Avenue Q. Because we are well...
I thought it was about the same thing.
No.
Kidding. No, but absolutely
it is,
not.
Commerce Street does try to be a well-rounded, inclusive theater space.
Yes. Very much so.
This is two ends of the spectrum for sure.
Yeah. What's some of your favorite things about this particular performance? And all of you, just have at it.
I think definitely the voice that each child character gets, and it's such a distinct voice for all of them, but mm-hmm. they all come together and make kind of a chaos. it's very chaos.
Well, who is your character?
I'm Ralph. Ralph Herdman. So
okay.
the oldest of the, I think, five Herdman children. Six Herdman children.
Thanks,
Georgia. And what is your character like?
He's very much the leader of the six Herdmans, and you can see throughout the play that he's kind of raised the Herdmans in place of their parents. And it's just really, it's really nice to see that dynamic with them.
Are they a challenging bunch?
That's what everyone calls them, definitely. Yeah, and that's also an understatement.
All right. Well, we're gonna get back to you on probably the most important question you could ever ask an actor or performer.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be on the way. But what is your role?
I play Grace Bradley. I'm the mother of Charlie and Beth. I always want to say Becca because that's who plays it. And so I have just been handed this role as director of the Christmas pageant for the very first time, taking it out of the arms of Helen Armstrong, who is the matriarch of the pageant, but broke her leg. So sadly, she cannot direct it that year.
Uh-huh.
So yes.
And JoJo.
I'm Maxine, and she's kind of just like a know-it-all, sort of, and she tags along with Alice, and she's like a really big know-it-all, so the know-it-all kind of rubs off on me.
There you go.
All right, so this is probably the most important question you could ever ask a performer, and I'll ask each of you. What was your favorite role? One of your favorite roles that you've ever done? And then I have a follow-up question after that. So okay. I guess we'll start with you.
Probably my favorite role in my career so far would be Charlie in Regent University's Marvin's Room. It was a couple years ago. And that play is just such a... it's very raw.
Okay.
And that's really what I liked about it.
How long have you been performing?
I've been performing for almost 8 years or 9 years, I think.
Nice. And your favorite performance to date?
Ooh, to date. I got the privilege when I was a lot younger, obviously, of playing Anne Frank in Diary of Anne Frank,
okay.
and that really affected my worldview, and I just thought that was an absolute privilege to
wow.
be podcast.
And JoJo.
When I was 6 years old, I was like in the ensemble in Oliver.
Nice.
And I was also a little paper boy. So yeah, that was fun.
All right. Follow up question: a role that you have yet to play, but aspire to play. It's your dream role. What would that be?
For me, this is totally a no-brainer. It's definitely Tom in Glass Menagerie.
Nice.
That would definitely be my dream role.
I feel like I'm going to copy you. I would just love to be in any Tennessee Williams play whatsoever because he's such a prolific writer and I love all his work. So anything.
I don't know. Maybe like Annie in Annie.
Nice.
That might be cool. I don't know.
That might be cool.
That might be cool. I don't know.
Yeah, just just reach for the stars.
That's right.
No, that is excellent answer. So coming up, in addition to the best Christmas pageant ever, you guys have auditions at Commerce Street Theater. Amanda, tell us about that.
On December 16th and 17th at 6:30 p.m. in our beautiful little black box theater, we are holding auditions for three roles in our next production, which is Winnie the Pooh, I Dream of Honey, which is a little musical that was written by Jim Myers, a Lynchburg native. Mm-hmm. We are casting Christopher Robin and Christopher Robin's mother and father. So come on out for those.
Nice. And folks can learn more if you just go to commercestreettheater.org and you can click on there's literally I Dream of Honey. It's right there in the navigation tabs. So everything right there. Learn about it. Learn times, dates. But most importantly, if you see something on Commerce Street Theater that that appeals to you and you want to get tickets, don't wait.
No,
right.
Don't wait. You guys have really, really amped up things. Your marketing is on point. Your website is on point. Your shows are fantastic.
Thank you. So,
and if you have never been to Commerce Street Theater, what the heck? You have to go. 1022 Commerce Street in downtown Lynchburg. It is a 80 to 90 some seat black box theater. Very, very intimate seating as well. So you are like literally immersed in the action that's going on. There's not a bad seat in the house.
No.
It's really, really nice.
And I will say we do have our season ticket VIP packages on sale right now for the 2026 season. So if you don't want to miss a show and guarantee a ticket,
yeah,
get those packages soon.
So about how many shows per year do you do?
Well, we have five main stage shows. We start with Winnie the Pooh. We follow up with a hilarious version of Pride and Prejudice. It's slapstick comedy. It's not your mother's Pride and Prejudice. The hard-hitting drama August Osage County. We are doing Molière's Tartuffe. And then we are closing out our season by being the first theater in Central Virginia to produce Come From Away.
Wow. This is fantastic. Yeah.
We also do a lot of other little events. We do a play reading series in July, which is free. We also offer performances by our LYT Collective and our improv camps that are there. So there's lots of little events that are free to the public.
Sure.
That are one night only. We highly recommend you check us out at any time.
All right. Check it out again. It's Commerce Street Theater and get your season pass. I love that idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
And for those that have tickets, you know when the show is, but when does your show open?
This Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay. Yep. Break a leg, everybody.
Thank you.
It's going to be a tremendous performance. So check it out. It's Commerce Street Theater. It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. Coming up, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
Jersey Mike's subs are great to enjoy in all kinds of places.
So you can bring a Club Supreme when you're camping?
Yeah.
Or have a Mike's Chicken Philly in the park.
Uh-huh.
Or a BLT when you're hiding under your boss's desk so you can erase that email you accidentally sent, the one where you made fun of his new haircut.
How long have you been under there?
Shh, quiet. He's here.
Oh, sorry.
Hello.
See what I mean about the haircut?
Freshly sliced and freshly grilled subs for any time, anywhere. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. I said it's your audio vault for today. Where's the thingy? The other thingy. There we go. Good Lord. I didn't realize the button was going to press it so hard. Anyway, take two. Yep, it's your audio vault. Time for bits and clips and viral audio. Well, it's the audio from viral videos. You get the idea. All right, let's start with viral videos. A woman on Instagram pranked her dad. She sets it up with a question about a taboo subject, but his answer is actually about his favorite recipe.
Things my dad and I have stuck up our butts. Me? Absolutely nothing.
A Vidalia onion, hatch green chilies, golden or red potatoes. If it's a thicker cut, the bits would be smaller versus roll long.
Yeah.
And they can be stringy. Brown it. Get it really good brown on one side. Flip it. Put all my onions on top. Kind of tuck them in the corners. Also, 5 garlic cloves. Whole. I don't chop them or mince them.
All right. So, also speaking of recipes, what if President Trump was ChatGPT? A guy on Instagram went viral for this.
Hey, can you give me a recipe idea for dinner, please?
Absolutely. We have recipes. You are so smart because you came to the right person. Nobody has more recipes than me. We have so much information. We have the best supercomputers. Look, I think you're a genius and you're handsome. You know, they don't want me to say this, but I'm going to say it. We have access to your camera and I scanned your face so fast. And I know as a mathematical certainty that you're handsome. And I wouldn't lie to you because you're on the paid version. Maybe if this was the free version, I would maybe lie to you.
Wow. All right, let's see. There's a picture of a random guy in Chicago, and he sparked a huge debate about shorts and the genre of white men who wear gym shorts and a t-shirt no matter what the weather is. So here is a funny song about wearing shorts in the winter from TikToker Lukey. Is that Lukey?
It's 4 below freezing and I'm 14 years old. Yeah, I'm a boy wearing shorts. Way too cool to admit that it's cold. Yep. Yeah, I'm a boy wearing shorts. Please don't stare at these legs with no hair. Yeah, I'm a boy wearing shorts.
All right, awesome. The latest viral TikTok food hack. Vanilla ice cream doused in red wine. That's it. Take a bowl of ice cream, then you pour red wine over it. Here is a winemaker and TikToker who goes by Barrel Dork trying out the ice cream red wine combo.
I got my Cabernet Sauvignon here, and I had some vanilla ice cream in my freezer, so we're doing this. This looks gross. Ugh. Okay, let's see. All right, Cabernet. We got my vanilla ice cream. It's gross. It's absolutely disgusting. It would not recommend.
All right. Two self-driving Waymos in San Francisco crashed into each other. I said they crashed into each other.
No!
Yep. Trapping a third Waymo and blocking a whole street. Here's one bystander capturing the entire thing on her TikTok.
So the Waymos are causing a traffic jam.
I just pulled out of the garage and I saw this going on. It's like this Waymo standoff.
Oh, because they hit each other. This is so funny.
Uh-huh. All right. Let's see. Skip that. All right. We're going to comedian. Yes, we are. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian. Today is no exception. Are you proud of your Christmas tree? Of course you are. Well, here's comedian Michael McIntyre on the things that bother us every year about our trees.
It's Christmas!
yeah, Christmas, all happening now, isn't it? All the women, you can see they get that sort of organisational look in their eye. Men do the tree. I love getting my tree and putting my tree up in my house. Come, darling, see the tree I chose. Big, bushy tree. And then you decorate it. It looks beautiful, doesn't it? And one of the main things you have to do when decorating a tree, as we all know, is you have to make sure that the plug is right at the back and the wire so you can't see it, so it doesn't ruin the aesthetic. The problem with this, of course, is that every night you leave it on because it looks so lovely, then you're halfway up the stairs and you stop and you think, there could be a fire. Which means that literally every night of December, before bed, I'm downstairs, under the tree.
Darling, can you help me? I can't reach the button.
All right, that is your audio vault for today. Where's the music? Oh, there it is. That's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle and firmly and vigorously give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in da news. And then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the Bee or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit DanvilleBeeHotel.com or TheHolbrookDanville.com for reservations and more information.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434. All right, time once again for stupid criminals in da news. This guy is a marvel of science, or he's on something. It's something. A 36-year-old guy in Florida named Calvin Johnson, not to be confused with Megatron, was arrested earlier this week after crashing a stolen BMW. When the police asked him what was going on, he claimed he was, quote, teleported into the vehicle. He also made a reference to X-Men. Here, listen.
130 miles an hour, and I swear to God. Watch his go. Do you have a fire extinguisher?
No, I got in the car. I don't know. I teleported something.
Where'd you get the car from?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's Calvin. I don't know. I teleported.
Did you come from Bicentennial Park?
I don't know.
Yeah, he stole the car.
Hey, you saved me from the aliens.
All right. So he said he was, quote, teleported into the vehicle. He also made a reference to X-Men and told the officers, "You saved me from the aliens." Man, this, yeah. Anyway, he was taken to the hospital to be checked out. In video from the scene, Calvin looks like he suffered some sort of a head injury, but his imagination may have been boosted by substances or something. There's no official word on that. Calvin was charged with grand theft auto and driving on a license that was suspended. Bond has been set at $2,650. He also has an extensive criminal record with convictions of grand theft, trespass, obstruction, and loitering. Do we have another stupid criminal story? No. Nope. Okay. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A family in Mexico was visiting Universal Studios in Los Angeles, and their Grinch character launched into Spanish when he realized their 4-year-old daughter didn't speak English. She and her brother were both in Grinch onesies, so they're big fans. Here are the two kids talking to the Grinch.
Look at you! You look fantastic! You were waiting all your life for this, weren't you? I'm glad you're here. Oh! No hablas inglés! Yo de menso hablando inglés, ¿por qué no me hablas en español? ¿Cómo te llamas? Lía, bueno, mucho gusto. ¿Cómo te llamas? Nathan, all right. ¿De dónde vienes? Guadalajara, México. Pues bienvenido.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year, funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
See you later, buddy.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.